may love your sister, and I'm sure you that you do, but does she make you happy? That's the question we're asking people, and we're asking you, and we've been asking all weekend long. There's a recent study that shows people with sisters tend to be happier. And we started the conversation at takeaway.org and got a number of responses. Christine Greer in Portland, Oregon wrote, "My sister is the best person I know, and while she isn't perfect, she's made me a better and happier person. Having her as a dear friend has provided me with peace and joy like nothing else in this life." And that's actually something that echoes things we hear from Deborah Tannen, a professor of linguistics at Georgetown University, author of You Are Always Mom's Favorite, Sisters in Conversation Throughout Their Lives. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
So this study says that sisters make you happier. How are they defining happiness?
They ask questions like, I often feel alone. I often wonder what the purpose of life is. And there have been several other studies. They come up periodically. That find the same thing,
and how do they are they just saying sisters make you happy, or do they explain why?
Well, you know, all these studies that have count numbers of responses, they have to kind of guess why they find the responses they do, and most of the studies conclude it's really a hypothesis that the reason is that sisters and because women tend to talk about feelings, and this created a puzzle for me because in my work on women's and men's ways of speaking, I always say that there's no inherent value to one way of speaking over another. This is one of the things that came up in my book, You Just Don't Understand, where women assume, many women, nothing is true of all, of course, many women assume if you have a problem and you talk about it, that's better, that you're going to feel better. And then when their husbands or boyfriends come home and say they spent a day with a friend who had a problem and they didn't talk about the problem, they feel you let your friend down. And I always say, well, you know, for some people, just being together is comforting.
Well, maybe that's so. The benefit of a sister is that you have someone there. Let's ask Talia A.M. Brewell, a first-hand of experience of getting a sister. And you know what it's like with and without the sister there, right, Talia?
That is correct. I was an only child until I was actually 13 years old. And a friend needed a place to stay for a while, moved in with us, and by the time that I was 20 years old, we had adopted her legally. She had taken our last name. I went from being an only child to having a sister sort of later in life, and it's been one of the greatest gifts, certainly, for me.
Well, maybe you can give some advice to the researchers who are guessing, as Deborah says, at what exactly about sisterhood makes one happier. What do you think is it that improves quality of life when you have a sister?
I find that with my sister, there is sort of really nothing we can't talk about. I mean, some days our conversations are very mundane. Other days they're very silly and frivolous. But I do know always that if there's someone that I do need to have a difficult conversation with, when something tough is going on in my life, that she will always be there for me.
Well, you know, we were talking about this all weekend long, Deborah Tannen, in our household. My oldest son has three sisters. He's always got a smile on his face, the most blissed out 9-year-old I've ever seen in my life. My sister, who's 10 years younger than me, is the only sibling I'm regularly in touch with. And it seems as though the import of this study is that it doesn't really matter if you argue a lot when you talk. It's just the talking itself, the communication itself, that delivers the benefit. How does that work?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. For my book about sisters, You Always Mom's Favorite, I interviewed over 100 women. And if they had sisters and brothers, I always asked them to compare. And it came out that if they had a brother, they tended to talk to their sister more often, at greater length, and about more personal topics than their brothers. But many of them actually did not talk about problems, even with their sisters. But I think what you just said is kind of what I concluded, that it was the frequency. We have tended to focus on that third element about more personal topics, but more often may actually be the key.
Well, let me ask both of you, let me read you, first of all, some of the responses from our listeners. One listener in Hackensack, New Jersey says, my sister drives me nuts. Another says, my sister no longer drives me nuts since we haven't spoken in more than a year. Leah Johnson on Facebook writes, my younger sister and I had the most cantankerous relationship growing up, but now that we're adults, she's confessed she idolized me her whole life and was pretty much acting out back then. Now we commiserate about our mother. And Talia, you I'm sure you had fights with your sister.
Oh, absolutely. We still have fights. I think that for us, as we've gotten older, we've been able to have a more open relationship, which means that when things like jealousy arise, we're able to go to one another and say, you know, I am having these feelings, and we're able to talk through it rather than just feeling angry. And certainly there are days when we get on the phone and we don't connect, and it may take, you know, another week or two before we talk again. But I actually think in some ways that makes us feel more like sisters, you know, more like the siblings that grew up together.
But Deborah, is some of this hindsight? I mean, most of the people that were included in the study are older people talking about their sisterhood before, and certainly our listeners are doing the same thing. Clearly, it makes a difference. Does happiness related to sisterhood have to be for adults?
Well, the studies have been of adolescents or adults. And I think, you know, most of us who are reading the books are adults, so we're wondering, you know, how it's affecting us as adults. But I think what's coming out of all the comments I'm hearing is that not every relationship is the same. So it ranged from my sister's my best friend, I talk to her 10 times a day, to somebody said, I don't want anyone to kill my sister. I want that pleasure myself.
Oh, my goodness.
But again, it's the feeling that there is somebody there that seems to be very reassuring to many people. And I did encounter people who cut their sisters off entirely.
Yeah, but and that's we heard that a lot.
I'm sorry?
We actually heard that a lot of people who said they haven't spoken, their relationship with their sister is successful because they haven't spoken to their sister. But Deborah Tannen, I mean, your new book, You Were Always Mom's Favorite. What about the people who don't have a sister? How do they become happier, or are they doomed?
Well, many women told me, my friends are the sisters I was meant to have. And sometimes a best friend can play that same role, and maybe even in a less complicated way. So I think we make our lives out of the hand we're dealt, and many people do handle it that way.
Okay, that's Deborah Tannen, professor of linguistics at Georgetown University, author of You Are Always Mom's Favorite. Talia Brewer, a fiction freelance writer, sister from Chicago. You had a brother too, right?
Nope, it was just me until my sister came along, actually.
Okay, so did you have friends before your sister came along that fulfilled that role?
Absolutely. I had a very close, knit group of friends, and I still do today, and these friends are very much family as well. But there is something wonderful about being out with my parents and having a sister and us sharing a meal together, feeling that family connection. For me, it's been wonderful.
Okay, that's Talia A.M. Brewer, freelance writer in Chicago. Thanks both for joining us. And you can continue this conversation. Do you have a sister? Maybe you don't. Does it make make you happier? What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And you can capture the mood tomorrow on Election Day. We've got some assignments for you. You can cast your vote. Of course, we want you to do that. Then answer one simple question. How do you feel about your vote, about the experience of voting? Record your message using the Takeaway iPhone app. Or if you don't have the app, text the word DECIDE to 69866. And special thanks this morning to Heather Velez, the person who organizes all of us at the Takeaway. Thanks, Heather.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is the Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.